For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. It is your Countdown the Princess K, week number 5. And every week brought to you by AMPI as we count down to the Princess K coronation at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds and give you a great chance and opportunity to learn more about our 10 finalists. And this week it's Amber Post of Murray County. And Amber, we appreciate your time. Let's have you begin. Introduce yourself and a bit about your family, if you could, please.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Joe. So I'm Amber Post. I am the daughter of Grant and April Post. We have a 200-cow dairy farm near Lake Wilson, Minnesota, in my little southwest corner of the state. We milk black and white and red and white Holsteins. My family has owned our farm since 1980. And now I get to work here with my mom and dad and 3 younger brothers.
You know, Amber, what is it about, you know, dairy farming or just the dairy industry itself? What really gathers your interest when it comes to dairy farming?
One of the things that really fuels my passion for the dairy industry is actually just seeing how hard my dad works. He's super dedicated to this craft, and he's always striving to make our farm the best that it can be. And I just really admire him for that. And then also beyond that, I feel like dairy can sometimes get misrepresented. So I think that dairy princesses such as myself and other girls in the state really have a unique opportunity here to speak out about the positives of our community and shed light on how hard our farmers are working.
Now, Amber, do you think there are some misconceptions out there, a few issues at the top of your mind that some people bring up on a frequent basis?
Yeah, I feel like one of the things I really like to speak out about is the milk alternative and how milk from a dairy cow, how it compares nutritionally to those alternatives and how it is full of all these vitamins and nutrients that are so good for you and how they're in there naturally. And also just sometimes how the dairy farms can be misrepresented in the way that farmers treat their cattle. And some people say that we don't take good care of our cows, but we really do, and we wait on them basically hand and foot, and sometimes that's really important to share with the consumers as well.
Amber Post of Murray County, one of the finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way, joining us here on Chasm Radio. And when you talk about Princess K, did you have an interest in this program at a young age, or when did your interest or maybe your goal setting starts saying, you know what, I'd like to do that when I get a little older? Was there a long history of knowing about the program, Amber?
Yes, absolutely. So being Princess K or just even a Princess K finalist has been one of my goals since I was a very little girl. You know, growing up on a dairy farm, you see your county dairy princesses. And I actually had a cousin and also one of my friends from high school who were both finalists. So that was really cool to see their journey. And yes, this has been my goal since I was little, just seeing those girls, and I viewed them as role models ever since I was little, and I feel that a lot of hard work goes into being a dairy princess, and so I really respect them, and I'm glad I get to represent alongside of them.
Now, Amber, rewind a bit back to May when you found out you were a finalist. It was held virtually. Describe that atmosphere. What did you do? Did you have kind of an at-home party and listen in on it? Or what was like that situation? I'm sure there's a little anxiety there, too, awaiting the finalist being named.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, you kind of count down the minutes, honestly, till 2 p.m. that Sunday. So I woke up. There were nerves already that morning, but my family went to church. And then after that, my mom and dad took me and my brothers out to Pizza Ranch. You know, we do that sometimes, but I think specifically that day it was to kind of keep my mind off of everything. but then, yeah, we came back home and I busied myself until 2, and then I walked downstairs and I had my blanket over my head and I was just trying to kind of hide and keep all the nerves down. But I believe I was the 6th finalist named. And so for the first 5, every time they would mention something like FFA or a college that I didn't go to, my dad would always be like, that's not you, that's not you. And I'd be like, yeah, I know. And then finally, for the 6th finalist, one of the first things that Anna said was that she loves feeding bottle caps. And my dad goes, Amber, that's you. And I was like, well, Dad, I feel like lots of girls could like feeding bottle caps, you know. And so then they kept talking, and my jaw kind of dropped because it just kept describing me. And then finally, she mentioned where I went to college, and then there were many tears of joy and lots of congratulations, and it was a really fun moment to share with my family.
You know, Amber, what makes you most excited about the possibility of being Princess Kay? What would you look forward to most if you're crowned?
Yeah, so one of my favorite things to look forward to, even just as a finalist, is just talking with people, and specifically the younger kiddos. Since I am going to college to be an elementary teacher, I feel like that's kind of in my wheelhouse and something I really enjoy. And so even as a county princess, I've read at a couple of daycares, and I just love communicating with those kiddos and sharing, you know, some of my fun dairy stories and just watching their eyes light up when they go, I've seen a cow before, and things along those lines.
You know, Amber, what has your summer been like? I know we had a busy June dairy month, and there's always town festivals and activities. What's a sampling of some of the events you've been involved in?
Yeah, so as you said, June is dairy month, so us county princesses are quite busy that month. I've read at a couple daycares. I've served ice cream at local fundraisers or community suppers. I've gone through two parades now, throwing cheese sticks at people. That's one of my favorite things. I've got another one here in August. And then this year I'm really excited because I get to hand out awards at the dairy show for our county fair. And that's something I've never been able to do before because I've always had a cow with me in the show ring. So that'll be something new and exciting.
Well, that all sounds great. And finally, Amber, you know, you will get your likeness carved out of butter. Have you made plans for that butterhead yet?
Yeah, so I believe we're going to use the scraps to bake cookies or something along those lines and give back to the community in that way. But as for the head, I think I'm going to hang on to her for a while. I have a feeling I'm going to be pretty connected to her, and I don't want to cut into that just yet. So I think she'll probably stay in the freezer for a little while.
Sounds like a good idea. Amber Post joining us from Murray County, one of the finalists for Princess Kay of the Milky Way, joining us on our Countdown the Princess Kay. And it's brought to you each week leading up to the Minnesota State Fair by AMPI.